but to tell you to turn on your microphones. So welcome to the October 4th Steuben County Safety and Corrections Committee. And we'll add Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we only have three members here, so you got to take turns. Approval of minutes from September 7th and September 27th.
Motion.
Discussion, any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tim, you're up. Here comes Aaron.
Good morning. So we're to the point of where we need to do an upgrade to our phone system.
Join the
911 center. If you remember correctly, we had a phone system several years ago that we had some issues with, so we had to revert back to the old phone system. We've been limping that along for a while and probably should have replaced it during COVID, but unfortunately with COVID, we didn't get to that process. So now's the time. Looking at the pricing right now, the best thing for us to do is to move forward with an upgrade on the current system. We received pricing from Entrato for upgrading the current system. We also did get a quote from Frontier for a Motorola system, which was substantially more money. So talking with Andy and purchasing, and Jack, we think the best route would be to move forward with going with an upgrade to the current Entrato system. So the first year cost would be $240,312.72. Then this would be a seven-year agreement, which would give us maintenance for the next 6 years for $31,748.57. So as I stated in my email to you, so as I mentioned to you, the total outcome of this project over the 7 years would be $430,804.14.
And that 31, the annual maintenance, we're paying annual maintenance right now in our budget, and it's not, it was pretty close to that number, right?
It's
now
actually substantially more. So we just actually, I think it was the August meeting where we approved the annual maintenance for Entrato, which was $73,774.05. Because it's an older system, it's no longer under any type of, so they have to charge you more to provide maintenance to it. So now with a new system, you get a better maintenance price.
So we'll actually save in the budget. We have the money in the capital. We'll save in the budget for maintenance.
Right.
I'll second it. The annual maintenance cost you said was going to be $31,748 and change?
57.
757 and change.
No, 31,748.57.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. The discussion. It's all coming out of the capital project.
Yep, we have enough funding there in the capital project to be able to move forward, and actually we'll have quite a bit.
Save $30,000 a year in maintenance.
We'll save $30,000 a year in maintenance, and we'll have quite a bit of money still in that capital project once we're complete with this project.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So are you getting new features?
Yeah, it'll be all new equipment, new features. Yeah, up to the newest version of the phone system that we have. Yeah.
But same platform, so
right.
The amount of training, it's not, if we migrated to a different platform, we'd be talking about something different. So just kind of a refresh.
Well, we haven't talked about time frame, but I anticipate that this would be much sooner than if they had to come in and completely change to a whole new system, a whole new platform. I'd anticipate we should be able to do it within the year.
Actually, over the 7 years, with the amount we save on maintenance costs, it'll pay for it.
So we'll have a vote again. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right. I have one other item I brought to the attention of Jack and Mr. Mulder this morning. We are currently short in our coroner's budget. As Sheriff Allard would probably attest to, this has been a difficult year. A lot of suicides, a lot of overdoses, some homicides. So, and of course, the two deaths that were swept away in water. So we are over on our autopsy and our testing fees. We're going to need about $40,000 out of contingency to be able to pay the rest of the bills for the rest of the year in the coroner's budget.
Motion.
Is that going to cover it, you think? $40,000?
We're hoping. We've estimated based upon what our quarterlies have been. So we've got one more quarter left, basically. So we anticipate that should pretty well cover us. The only question would be, we've got about, I think, $7,000 left in salaries. So depending on the coroner's salaries and how we have to pay out coroners and coroner's aides, we should be in pretty good shape. But if we need to come back, we can come back for some more.
Are the coroners salaried for the year, or do they get paid?
They get paid per case.
Okay, so...
Except for Dr. Cole, who's the
coroner's physician.
So we pay him to be, you know, a medical referral for other coroners to be able to sign off on cases, and that's been very successful. But he's the only one that has any portion of a flat rate.
Okay.
Carol. Is Dr. Cole allowed to sign off on these unknown deaths for overdoses?
It depends on the situation, and it depends on law enforcement, whether there's an investigation that needs to be done, whether they feel that it's an overdose, or whether there's some suspicious activity involved in it. So it all depends on the situation and the case and the law enforcement agency involved.
Thank you.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Sheriff. Before you get started, Sheriff, I read over your annual report.
Mm-hmm.
Did a fine job, but I have a question on what is soft hands technique?
Kelly brought that up before, too. So any escort technique that doesn't utilize any sort of a weapon is the soft hand technique. So, for example, if I use an armbar takedown to put a person into a position where I can handcuff them, that's a soft hand technique.
Thank you.
Without a taser or use of a baton or spray. Yep. It's a term that the state likes.
That sounds soft.
So every month we have to report to the state now under fairly recent legislation. We have to report every use of force we do, both on the road and in the jail. And it goes to a state database. So that's the term they prefer.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Good question, though. Just to bring out before we launch into our stuff too, and I'm sure you know him, Kerry Pebbles passed away yesterday. Kerry was an investigator for the sheriff's office. He was chief of police in Wayland. He was OIC in Cohocton. He worked for Bath Police Department. He also worked for Dansville Police Department. He's close to a 40-year career in law enforcement, and he passed away unexpectedly yesterday. So our thoughts and prayers are with Kerry's family, just to let you know. And I know you knew him. So very, very good guy. Super nice guy. But we'll miss him. Our first item is to accept a $25 donation from Victor Campbell. He wanted to donate $25 to the sheriff's office.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion.
Does that go into any specific purpose or fund?
I'd have to ask Terry where she was putting that, but I'm thinking it's just into law enforcement supplies.
Okay.
If I had to guess. I don't know for certain, but one of the revenue accounts. BOCES SRO, I talked to you a couple months ago. BOCES is not interested in funding a full-time deputy. What they were interested in was funding another retiree, which is 100% reimbursement. So it's no county cost. It does raise the budget, because there's revenue and revenue out, but there's no county cost whatsoever. Deputy Swan, who recently retired, they wanted us to rehire him in that position. They sent us a contract for that, which mimics the SRO contracts with the school districts that we hire retirees for. So we'd like permission to enter into contract with BOCES for an SRO at Cooper's. I anticipate another hire for an SRO similar for the Wildwood campus.
Motion.
Do we have to establish that position? No.
It's temporary hire, so we don't need to formally create the position. All right.
Any further discussion? Go ahead.
Does that get any, I know you say no cost to the county, but there's no county benefits either? Just
correct. And they even cover his initial issue, and they cover workers' comp and everything associated with that position.
Aaron?
Yeah. Do we have something at the beginning of this year where we lost a couple of SRO positions or something? I'm trying to remember.
We have several vacancies. We have five vacancies in Corning District. We have a vacancy in the Prattsburg District. And we have a vacancy in the Wayland-Cohocton District.
A year ago, BOCES canceled.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Right.
And when that happened, didn't we keep one, like half of one of those on or something?
We kept them both on, and now we've recontracted with Hornell and Arkport to split one of the full-time deputies. So one of the two that we kept is being reimbursed half-time by Hornell District and half-time by Arkport.
What's going on with the other one that we kept?
They're out doing patrol duties.
Well, why would, so?
It's all about cost.
What's that?
It's about cost. It's about $110,000 a year for them to reimburse a full-time deputy versus $35,000 a year to reimburse a retiree SRO.
So BOCES dropped two.
Correct.
And then we held on to one of them and we're paying him $110,000?
No, that's the... So both deputies worked for us as patrol deputies,
okay,
assigned to BOCES. BOCES canceled their contract, so they no longer reimbursed for those. But they're still here at their rate of pay under their contract with salary and fringe. They're still our deputies. They always were our deputies. They never belonged to BOCES.
For this one, but they don't want a deputy. They want this retired correct individual, which is on a contract basis, which costs them less money. So
correct.
But we still have another deputy out there that we could use.
Correct. And just for information only, Corning District has reached out and are very interested in a similar contract to what Hornell and Arkport did. So before we get all of that finalized, I just want to let you know that we are working on funding for that other deputy position.
Anything else, Aaron? I have a motion in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. About a week after the flood in Woodhull and Jasper, Canastillo, et cetera, the city of Rye reached out through the 1033 program. They have a four-wheel drive utility flood vehicle through the 1033 program that we're eligible to receive. It's set up as a mobile command post with tires about this big. It's got 837 miles on it and still has new car smell in it. And it's available to us for no money. It's on loan through the 1033 program. We talked with Mr. Marshall and the county manager. I believe that we can set that up as a mobile command post very well for high water incidents. And again, all we have to do is maintain it and put fuel in it. And when we're done with it, we give it back to the 1033 program. So we'd like permission to be able to receive that for use. And we will work with EMO to make sure that it's available for our escalating numbers of high water incidents so that we can respond appropriately.
So I'm assuming we have to add that to the insurance.
Yes.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. Discussion.
How long do you anticipate we'll be keeping this?
Until it's no longer feasibly viable due to maintenance.
So it'll be ongoing for many years.
Yes, and or until, so the thing with the 1033 program is it changes president to president what we can have and what we can't have.
Okay.
So.
What is a 1033 program?
That is the federal military surplus.
Okay.
That's where we got our MRAP through and our Humvees through. And that's what this comes from. The city of Rye didn't want it any longer because they thought it looked too militaristic. So that's why they gave it up after they invested a ton of money into it.
And this can be stored outside or inside?
Yes, outside. Yep, over at the impound lot.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. Prime Care contract extension. It's the second year or third year? Third year.
Second
year. Second going into the third. No change. It's the original contract. It's just an extension in it. And we'd like to stay with them for at least another year.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. That's all that I have. Other than we had a successful wine glass again yesterday. I heard of no major incidents other than a few challenges at the beginning of the half, but everything went very, very well. And I think it was, again, once again, a financial boom to the region. So we were happy to be able to work with that.
Thank you. Going
back to the
four-wheeler. Yep. It's all computerized and everything. You got computer, radio, and everything in there?
No, not yet.
Well, there's a cost.
Right. Well, we have a radio to put in it. The idea is to work with Tim through Homeland. What I want to put in is a satellite phone. What we found out in the last flood, the cell tower got knocked out. We had no communications out there. And when our deputies are on portable, it's the communication is very limited. We had to stage vehicles to relay because there was no cell service. So in talking with Tim, what our plan is to use Homeland Security money and make this a true command center for situations like that with satellite phone, the ability to print. There are going to be costs, but I think they're going to be borne by Homeland Security grant. Okay, well, I didn't mean to mislead you. Okay. All right. Yes. All right. Anything else?
Thanks, Sheriff.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Jennifer, you?
Good morning. I'm here as the assigned council administrator to ask for permission to issue an RFP for a mentor for the assigned council panel. This is a funding from ILS. I think we're on year two or three that I haven't spent the money for this. Last year was kind of a situation that it was impossible to have somebody mentoring attorneys and there wasn't really court going on. So we have a couple years of back funding to spend as well. So I'd be asking for a one-year contract with 2 one-year renewals. It's part of the whole Harrell hearing that, to kind of, pun intended, raise the bar. We have assigned council attorneys that are not probably willing to take felonies at this point in time for their solo practitioners. They have nobody really to teach them. So this program would be for $25,000 a year. We would put out an RFP to find a highly experienced attorney to be the person that these people can call. This person ideally would not be taking any criminal cases at this point in time, so there wouldn't be any conflicts of interest, and they would be a mentor. They could call with legal questions, ethical questions. They could feasibly sit second chair at the first felony trial. It's a little bit loose, I think, how we can write this RFP, but we do have $25,000 each year to spend, and it's something that's required at this point under the ILS funding. Bring it back to you guys, obviously, when it's time for award and give you some more details on any sort of payment structure. Thinking probably an hourly rate is probably how to do this, but we'll leave it a little bit open and see what kind of proposals we get.
Well, this is just to issue the RFP.
Correct.
I like the idea of it. I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Discussion? Hilda?
I didn't know you could mention
terms. Yeah, I mean, it is. There's a lot of, well, you know, with this bail reform and discovery reform, there's a lot of nuances, and we're hoping to find somebody that's been doing this. We have a couple of people that are interested, so I'll kind of refer less generally, that understand how these things work. And if they don't, they're going to be in a position that they're going to be able to be a quick learner to teach these younger panel attorneys. It'd also be a resource for Mr. Sorrow's office, for his public defenders and the conflict defender, who are both here today. If they have some real technical questions that they can't work through, this person is there to help these people.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. That's it. Jack, you got anything?
Nope. But Miss Aston does for conflict defender.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Brenda Aston.